A trial begins today in an Ohio community that has been bitterly divided by events that took place last summer and have gradually attracted national attention. It's the first day in trial court for two high school football players in the town of Steubenville, Ohio, a small community of 18,000 residents in the Ohio River Valley. Last August, Steubenville police arrested two sophomore starters on the football team and charged them with raping a 16-year-old girl from a neighboring town just across the river in West Virginia. Video and photographs of the alleged incident were distributed widely across social media, and the case has raised difficult questions about what goes on at high school parties, the permissiveness of athletic programs, binge drinking, date rape, and what is considered consensual sex. Joining us is Rachel DeSell, reporter for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
What is the tone in Steubenville, the sense as this trial begins?
It's pretty tense down here. I think a lot of people are not happy that there's this huge throng of journalists that have kind of invaded the town. I think they feel like their privacy is gone as well. But others, too, are hoping that this process will bring about some truth and maybe an opportunity to have a larger discussion about this issue, but also for the town maybe, you know, move past having it be the topic of conversation every single day.
Are there national issues here in terms of the crime that's being adjudicated in juvenile court? Or is this more, you know, observing a community come to grips with some very, very difficult, very local details?
Well, interestingly enough, the type of sexual assault case that this is probably one of the most common ones that you would see, you know, across the country and maybe even, you know, further across the world. But it's not one that's often in the media spotlight. You know, mostly media tend to report on, you know, what they would call stranger rape cases, because that's what people, you know, have as a definition in their minds for rape. So while this is very common, this much attention is not often given to it and to issues like this. And I think that because of the circumstances in the town, because of the football players, and because football was so big, because everybody knew everybody so well, and people initially thought that the case maybe wouldn't be handled properly because of some of those connections. And I think also because of the rampant social media interest in it. You know, this case began with some of the students and some of the players tweeting about it. And then, you know, the wider community saw it and started to kind of read into what those meant and look at what, you know, the young folks were doing and saying and how they perceived this case. And I think from there, the attention just grew and grew. And eventually some people started linking it with a case that happened in India where, you know, a woman was raped on a bus. And I think it became a larger discussion about what some anti-sexual violence folks would call the rape culture. Do we have a pervasive rape culture?
And, you know, even though this trial is in juvenile court before a judge, walking around the community of Steubenville, it must be like, you know, everyone you talk to feels like a member of the jury in some sense. There's a jury in the community.
Sure. I think, you know, everybody has some kind of, you know, strongly or hotly held opinion on this issue. You know, some people from the very beginning supported the football players and thought that, you know, they were being treated very harshly. Other folks thought that they were getting preferential treatment because of their status in the community. City officials have tried really hard to kind of tamp down those perceptions, but they just haven't gone away. And people, you know, from all across the country via social media have basically questioned every move that was made in this case. You know, some of the information has not been very accurate and very good. Other questions have been asked that maybe usually don't get asked in mainstream media stories. And I think that that's kind of widened the interest in the whole case.
Will this change the football culture in Steubenville and the athletic program at the high school?
That I don't know. I think it's probably too early to tell. From all of the dealings that I have had with people there, I would find it doubtful that there would be some kind of radical change. But I do know that the Steubenville schools did reach out to some Ohio sexual assault agencies that do prevention to at least start a conversation about how they can make sure they're incorporating the right messages into the school system in terms of how to talk to students about what type of sex is consensual and what's not. So at least it's a start, but I think right now it's too soon to tell, you know, what will really prevail there.
Rachel DeSell, reporter for the Cleveland Plain Dealer in Steubenville, Ohio. Rachel, thanks so much.
No problem, John. Thanks for having me.